Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
You guys, Beat the Bank is coming back.
Yay.
Yes, it is.
Prayers have been answered. America's favorite game with Big Al Raps.
Beat the Bank.
That's going to be coming back Monday, September 12th. And we switched it up a little bit. It's still going to be played the same way. You still have to go up against the banker and guess how high he's going to go. It can get up to $1,000.
Right.
You still need to yell stop. That's how much money you will win. But this time, instead of just having people call in, we're still going to have you call in. But we need you to sign up at KidNation.com. Then we're going to call out three names twice a day.
Uh-huh.
You got to be the first one in out of those three names that we call, and you get to play.
That's
simple
easy.
As that.
Yeah.
So go sign up. You only need to do it once at KidNation.com. KIDDNation.com. So one sign up only. So if we start playing on Monday, September 12th, and you want to sign up again on Tuesday, no, don't worry about it. You're already signed
up.
We got you. Your name's already in the drawing.
Yep.
Beat the Bank is back. We're excited about it. And you know who else is back? Part-time Justin.
Half glass full.
Exactly.
Hello. Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really good. I'm feeling good about myself. I wrote a tweet about Beyonce, and we just tweeted it out from the Kid Nation Twitter account yesterday, and it got like over 1,000 retweets and
really?
Over 1,000
wow.
likes. I know. I was feeling so good about myself. I screenshot it, sent it to Nick or Russ. I was like, look at your boy, Justin.
What
was
tweeting?
The tweet?
It was Beyonce. It said, studies have shown that 95% of people's day improve when they wake up and see a picture of Beyonce. So here you go.
Okay.
And it was a picture of Beyonce.
Nice. And you only had one spelling error.
No, none. It was flawless. Nothing. No.
Flawless tweet.
Even my apostrophes were right.
So
it
proud
was
of you.
So good.
Our little boy Justin's growing up.
I know.
I like that. Is that a pug shirt?
Yes.
You wear it for Jenna?
No, this is for Kid TV, this shirt. I knew I was going to be on today, so I put on his shirt.
I love this pug shirt. I love when people that don't own pugs wear pug stuff.
Yes, this is from just any mall. Just go to any mall, you'll find this.
Just
shirt.
Any mall.
Yeah,
where'd you get that
any
shirt? Any mall.
I got it from Forever 21. Oh. That's in any mall, right?
Yeah.
Almost.
I'm wearing my Forever 21 shirt and my thought jeans, but I can't move in them right now
because they're too tight.
I just got them out of the dryer.
You got to do some squats.
Yeah,
and loosen them up.
You got to do lunges and squats.
Oh yeah. Well, no, it's just they're strong denim right now. They're just really tight.
Me too. These are really.
But some squats just to stretch it out.
How are you feeling about the new intern Jordan?
Oh, he's great.
He's
actually
back there?
Yeah, I think he found out a way we can use our videos from the past to put them on Snapchat.
Wow.
He's already solving problems.
Wow.
I think so.
There's some little discussion right there with Elena and Caroline surrounding him. I think they're his glam team right now.
Yeah, I figure all the girls are surrounding him all morning long.
Like hawks. They just circle.
Yeah. So Justin, since you're part time.
It's a hawk.
That was your hawk?
That was a weak hawk. Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
Try again. What's wrong?
Hawk.
What is
this? This is hawk sound.
Hawk.
Here's my elephant sound. Elephant.
Hawk say hawk.
Hawk.
Easy.
It's not a Pokemon.
Justin, since you're part-time, you need to make money elsewhere. So you've been going out and getting part-time jobs.
Yes. And last week I went to a grilled cheese truck.
You went to a grilled cheese truck.
Yes.
Didn't know there was such a thing.
Oh, yes.
A grilled cheese. That one specializes.
Wow.
Yeah.
How they've delivered here.
Remember when they came on the sidewalk and brought us all grilled
cheese? They've actually been outside of your bar before.
I knew we had food here. I didn't know they brought it in a truck. You know.
It's a food truck.
Oh, okay.
We all went outside and stood on the sidewalk and ate grilled cheese.
Don't you have a food truck out there?
I have a food truck.
Okay.
No,
I've never heard of this thing.
What is that?
I've heard of food trucks. Okay, anyway.
Can you eat it? Justin, are you ready to introduce your bit for us?
Yes, we are. Oh, yeah, we got to do that theme song.
The theme song, which
theme
we do
song
live.
That I practice all the time. Ready?
Why record it?
Can I look at you in the eyes, Jenna?
Yes.
And then, okay, we're going to look at each other in the eyes so we can get
okay,
it. Yeah,
okay, does this help you?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like today is the day you're going to come on beat.
Okay.
Let's I don't want you to come on beat. I like it the way it is.
I do too.
Right,
I listen to it back sometimes. It's just so sad. It's like,
no,
how
it's
come that boy?
No, it's fine.
Okay,
it's
all right.
Your thing.
Especially because you dance so well
thing
on beat.
Yeah.
You get off, but you always come back. And
yeah,
that's
true.
What I love.
You're the
okay
best comeback
all right
story.
Okay, all right,
here we go.
All right, all right.
Let's go.
I'm going to still look at you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The type of job I need to get cause I got bills to pay. The type of job I need to get cause I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you wanna put on the payroll. Put on the payroll. Put on the payroll. Yeah!
What?
I think, no, it
you're
wasn't
a little off
thing
on the beat again.
It's your thing.
Okay, thank you, X Factor.
There's always next week, Justin.
It's your thing.
It is.
Embrace.
That is the thing now.
Jenna, can you show him how to be on beat real quick?
Okay, yeah, if I know the song, I don't know.
Let
me try. Let me try.
Come on now. Jenna is a great rapper.
What's the...
The type of job I need to get.
The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you need to get because I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you need to put on the payroll.
Put on the payroll. Yeah.
What?
Right. I didn't know all the words.
See how she came on there? Right on the beat.
It was nice to look at your eyes and do it too. I felt more comfortable.
Is that your favorite body part on Jenna? Her eyes?
Yes. Yes, your eyes. Yes.
What's your favorite Kelly body part?
Her hair and her legs. Her legs. Her legs are everything.
How about the hair on her legs?
Oh, have you ever. Kelly in some heels. That woman just walks over everyone. It's amazing.
Thank you.
What's your favorite Big Al? Body part.
I like Big Al's chin. You got a nice chin, Big Al. Ain't no chin like the chin on yours.
Which chin is your favorite?
There may be multiple. That's why I have a beard. Chin number one. Chin
I like the
three.
Back of the head chin.
All right,
Justin. Well, let's see how you did on the food truck.
Okay.
Do you feel like it went well for you?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was really
easy. All right, here we go. Really Justin on the grilled cheese food truck.
Rob the jewelry store and tell him make me a grill.
That
hey,
beat.
I'm so sorry I was late again. I'm so sorry. I feel so bad. But I'm always late to everything. It's late to jokes.
Don't even.
I think I was late with my mom.
Lay on
Did
the
you
beat.
Know the first thing I ever made whenever my mom let me cook for myself was a grilled cheese?
So do y'all cook all the food and kill the cow like before y'all open the truck?
Yeah, when you got gloves, you don't need to wash your hands.
Make sure your hands are dry.
They're a little clammy because I'm nervous because I don't want to mess up, but I also have big, meaty hands.
Let me just sit back and watch a man do his thing while he butters his bread. Show me how it's done.
It's not hard. It's just you got to know how to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Do you like to butter your own bread or do you like to have someone butter your bread for you?
I don't mind doing it.
You don't mind buttering your own bread? Okay.
I'd rather cook and have somebody else do my bread.
You'd rather... Do you like it when someone else butters your bread?
Yeah, it's easy.
Got it.
Where do y'all get the bread? Mrs. Beer?
So cut it?
When you cut it that way.
Okay, what about this way?
That's hard.
Okay, I was about to say it's the same way. Ah, this is hot!
Ooh!
Wipe the knife with the same rag I've been using and cut it. Now, 1, 2, 3. I think I just messed up his whole sandwich.
Chris, your boss. Here you go, Chris.
You can fill this out for me, babe.
You want some napkins, Chris?
Ooh, that's a good-looking sandwich. Do you see that?
Jennifer! Jennifer! Hello, baby girl. Your sandwich is good. It's hot. Be careful.
Here you go, Alex. I decided to get out and give it to you personally. There you go. Have a good day. Ooh, it's so hot. I'm done. I'm going on break.
Yes. So you gave it to him personally.
Oh yeah, I did. I was like, let me get out this little truck for you. Let me show you the sandwich right here.
Oh, you thought he was cute.
It was hot in that food truck, I bet, right?
He was, huh?
Hot in that food truck.
Oh, it was so hot. Pit sweating, sweat running down my face. It was so.
Sandwiches look delicious.
They did.
Oh, those sandwiches,
man.
Now you can get like a burger on a grilled cheese burger.
Yeah.
So good.
There's an artistic form to it too, because like you cut it and you gotta like watch the cheese stretch and like, okay, perfect. And you gotta turn it, lay it on its side and give it to him because presentation.
They cut them diagonally. Is that the way to go?
Diagonal. If you guys are cutting your sandwiches like straight across, that's you're doing it wrong.
You make two triangles.
Yeah,
is the way you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, you make two triangles. That's the rules in sandwiches.
No rectangles. Rectangles is bad.
Mm. Yeah. No, you definitely don't want
triangles. Is good.
Yes.
I'm a triangle.
It's good to know.
But yeah, oh, it was so challenging though. They had me put butter on some bread. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this task. We're gonna see.
So do they butter both sides of the bread?
No, just one side.
Just one side.
Yeah, just one
side.
But
it's big Texas toast.
Yeah, the outside seems buttery sometimes.
Yeah.
And then
maybe that's the side they butter. I don't know.
And they butter all the loaves before they start cooking. So
they're ready to go.
Yeah, they're ready to go and just pull it out and start going.
Start on the grill.
Did anyone ask for you to cut their crust off?
Oh, no, I didn't get any. No one asked for that.
I didn't
that.
Know it was adults.
They
you
asked
can't
that.
Get special orders on the food truck. I think you just take what you get.
Yeah,
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 and you have to do it yourself.
I think they asked if someone else could give them a sandwich. I don't think they, like, trusted me to give them a sandwich.
Are you serious?
And, well, I just don't know. I was just B&B, and then I was, like, yelled at people. And then the girl that I was with, she was just going around to people. She's like, oh, that's part-time Justin for the Credit Morning Show. He's doing this for a bit. I was like, you better tell the customers that this is not an average person you're going to hire for this truck.
I like your enthusiasm.
I do too. Justin, you'd be a great fit at Wiener Circle, this restaurant in Chicago. It's a late night restaurant that serves hot dogs, but
I'm sorry,
you
what?
Wiener Circle. It's called Wiener Circle. It's this famous spot in Chicago that's open until like 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston has talked about
what
this.
What do they do?
They serve hot dogs, but it's all these women that work in there, and they have wife beaters on, and they yell vulgarities at you, and you have to order by yelling. And
oh, back
that
at
would
them.
Be so much fun.
You would love it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
George, right.
You gotta yell or they won't take your order.
Justin's going to Wiener Circle.
It's very cool.
I'm going to a Wiener Circle. I've always wanted to.
It's very intimidating.
Oh,
you'd be a great fit.
That's great.
Yeah, you would be great there.
I would like that.
No, yeah. Kelly, you would hate it. It's even
Kelly doesn't
me,
like vulgarities.
Even for me, and I don't mind the swearing, and it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Or Dick's Last Resort, where they're just insulting you.
That type of place.
I don't know if they
put the hat on
that.
There.
Maybe we'll see.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe I should get a job there. Okay.
Okay, Justin, next. You ready to take us out of here
let's
with your
go.
Song?
Come on. Come on.
Right.
The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. The type of job I need to get because I got bills to pay. I'm the type of guy you want to put on the payroll. Put on the payroll. Put on the payroll. Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Well done, Justin.
Little offbeat.
That's how you know it's live.
Matt,
changes every time.
Sure. Probably your cheesiest bit you've done?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So funny. Stop, guys. Stop right now.
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
I think shame would have been
better. No, I thought it was
I can't
great.
Shame myself.
That was perfect timing and everything. You're quick, JC. That
Thanks,
was great.
Justin. If you want Justin to come work at your office or place
truck.
Road, or your truck, hit us up. Facebook, Twitter. He's looking for jobs. Every single week.
Yes, I is, girl.
You're the best one-day worker we've ever had.
Yeah.
One-day worker.
He quits after that first day, so don't worry. You're not going to have to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, we still have your ultimate lunchbox. And the most recent Big Al Mac embarrassing moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Took place yesterday.
Thankfully, I was out of the room. I didn't even know this was happening at the time.
We're going to play this?
Oh, yes.
What did you do?
What did I do?
So bad.
What do you mean, what did you do?
Shameful.
You don't even know what you did?
What did I do?
Yeah, get the shame clip ready. Big Al Max, latest whoopsie daisies. Coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
We have the ultimate lunchbox here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and we'd love to give it to you. Limited edition Kid Craddock Morning Show lunchbox has $400 inside of it and tasty cakes.
Ooh, perfectly proportioned.
They are. They are just the right size. Just don't eat too many like I do. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Caller number 23 will hook you up with that. A couple text messages we got here.
Mm-hmm.
Justin just did his part-time thing. How many W-2s will Justin receive during tax time? That's from David.
Wow.
A lot, David. A lot. And you always butter the outside of the grilled cheese so it won't burn on the grill. Don't do the inside because then it's not as good.
Okay.
So you do the outside.
So
that's why you get that golden.
I didn't have
so
any food
right
the other night, and all I had was peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
So I made it like a grilled cheese.
Oh.
I buttered it and made it on the stove
That's
top.
So good.
That actually sounds pretty
that
good.
It is pretty good.
It was okay.
From yesterday's love letter to Kelly, shortest Bible verse, Jesus wept. Shortest love letter to Kelly advice, good luck. If you didn't hear that one, we have it online at kidnation.com. If you missed it yesterday, Kelly was on a good one yesterday.
I felt bad later. I always feel bad. Am I too mean?
Nah, you're fine.
Nah.
You're Kelly.
Nah.
And we also had this text message. Hi, my name is Rachel Barnes.
Hi, Rachel.
I've got a kind of crazy question. My 9-year-old son, Cooper, is a huge fan of yours, and he's on his way to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital to undergo 1 of 4 surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
He has epilepsy, and the surgery is to hopefully
and the surgeries went away. Stop his surgeries. I just want to know if you guys could give him a shout out. I have tried and tried to call, but cannot get anyone to answer. If somebody could please call me, I would love it. My number is boom, boom, boom. She gave us a phone number, and we were on a break. No, Kelly was.
I was in another room. I didn't know you were doing this.
Yeah, it was just all of a sudden we're like, oh, let's just do it real quick. Yeah, because you were getting your makeup done, I think. And so it was during a break. And we decided, why not give Cooper a call?
Cheer him up a little bit.
And, you know, Al struck again. Here's how the call went.
Please leave your message.
Hi, this message is for Cooper.
Yep.
I'm JC.
I'm Big Al.
I'm Jenna.
We're from the Kidcratic Morning Show, and we heard you were going into the hospital to have a surgery, and we just wanted to wish you good luck, and thank you for listening to our show.
Hang in there, Cooper. Hang in there, buddy. It's not nearly as bad as, well, I don't know. Maybe it is. It's
That's pretty... Big Al for you. Where were you going with that?
I don't know, and it was recording, so I couldn't like take it back. I couldn't stop.
All right.
I was like, it's not that bad. It's gonna be okay. It's not nearly as bad as
mom's making it out to be, I'm sure.
And then he realized he didn't know what it
was. Yeah, it was recording. It was recording on a voicemail. And I was like, ugh.
Well, let's find out if we lost Rachel as a listener.
She's
on the phone.
Oh,
she's on the phone right now.
Oh no.
Hi Rachel.
Hi Rachel.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
I take it you received the voicemail.
Oh, no.
Yes, and I got in trouble because my phone didn't have signal, and he was so mad because y'all called and he missed it.
Oh, no.
I'm glad.
And now he has that voicemail that can live on forever.
I know.
How's he doing? First of all, how's Cooper doing?
He's doing good. His surgery was yesterday, so we stayed overnight, and he is hopefully going to get to go home today.
Yay.
Okay, good.
But we have to come back next week to do another surgery, but be in here for as long as a month.
Okay.
So.
And what's he doing right now? Sleeping, or is he resting? What's
nope, he's just sitting here looking at me.
Well, let's talk
excited.
To
excited.
Real quick, Mom, did you cringe when you heard Al's part of that voicemail?
No.
Oh, okay. No, that's just Big Al, right?
Thank you, baby. I appreciate it.
That was famous.
Hey, it's actually good to hear someone say, it's not as bad as you think it is, because it can make you feel better.
See, Al?
So. See, look.
There you go, Al. Al did that on purpose.
I accept Al's apology.
Positive negativity.
Positive negativity. We would love to say hello to Cooper real quick, if that's possible.
Okay. Well, y'all have actually met Cooper in Chattanooga. You come to the meet and greet, and he is the one from Snow Hill Elementary that brought you all the Little Debbies to...
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh.
He wanted to go home with Kelly, like he wasn't ready to leave.
If he keeps bringing Little Debbies, he can come home with me.
I have a sweatshirt that says Snow Hill Elementary.
Yeah, I know. You wear it all the time.
I wear it all the time. Awesome.
Yeah, let's talk to Cooper.
Hang on just a minute. We'll let you talk to him. Okay.
Hey, Cooper.
Hey, Cooper, my little Debbie buddy.
Hey.
What's going on? What's going on?
Surgery went well, Cooper?
Yes.
Oh, man.
How you feeling this morning? You feeling okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
And just being in the hospital, even if you're just sitting all day, it's exhausting.
Yeah. What was Big Al correct, Cooper, when he said it's not as bad? Well, you know.
There.
Yeah, he's there.
Cooper's a little overwhelmed. There are four voices coming at him at once.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Cooper, we just wanted to say hi. We're glad the surgery went well. And hopefully we get to see you again soon, okay, buddy?
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
buddy.
Okay.
Pass
have
it back
a little,
to...
Have a little Debbie Swiss cake for me.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling me.
Oh, you're welcome, Cooper. Thank you.
Stay strong, okay?
Yeah, we'll be praying for
we'll
you,
check
right?
in with you again. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Put mommy back on.
It's hard. He just had his surgery.
I know.
Yeah.
He's tired.
I'd be tired. I'm tired, and I didn't have surgery.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel.
Hey.
Well, I'm glad you guys got the voicemail. That way he can listen to it.
Anytime he wants.
If he's feeling down, he gets Big Al's encouragement there anytime he needs it.
Yeah, we can play it in the hospital whenever he needs it.
All right. Good deal.
And definitely keep us posted. Keep texting us and let us know how Cooper's doing, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. You guys get home safe when you get released, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Take Rachel. Bye, bye, Cooper.
Bye, Coop.
We'll have
back to school.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
All right. We got this ultimate lunchbox for you up for grabs. Call number 23.
Who we got?
Is you, Deanne Quintanero. How are you doing?
I am. How are you?
exciting. I love you guys.
Congratulations.
Love you too, baby.
Yay, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I've been listening to
y'all
guys forever. I'm so happy I'm talking with y'all.
Aww. You got it. Well, you have just scored the ultimate lunchbox. It's a very limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox stuffed with a $400 Visa gift card for school shopping along with tasty cakes, delicious mini cupcakes and brownies, proportioned desserts that are ideal for your little student's lunchbox. All right?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, man.
And Deanne, your daughter's in fifth grade?
I do. I have a fifth grader.
And what she want you to buy with those $400 that you got?
I'm sure she'll want more Converse. She loves Converse.
Oh,
Converse.
Yeah.
So right. You got a stylish
good
one.
Good sneakers.
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect. Well, Deanne, thank you so much for listening and calling in. You enjoy the lunch. I say you keep the lunchbox and take it to work.
I definitely will. Shout out, Jesse.
Shout out.
Oh, you missed me.
Dang right. Deanne, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling in. We love you.
All right. Love y'all too. Bye.
All right. Hold on for a window. Don't hang up on us. We got to get you all set up with that right there. We have another one.
Yep.
Tomorrow morning. Another lunchbox with $400 and those tasty cakes.
Got to be listening, though.
Did you say they were perfectly proportioned or portioned, Al? You said proportioned, which is what you made fun of me for last week.
Did I say proportioned?
Yes, you did. I just want to let you know.
Perfectly portioned.
Like Kelly said, though, those still make sense.
It still does.
Equally as well.
Just equally as well.
There you go.
Coming up next, it's time to finally bring them back in for the ladies. if you want to see, we're getting everybody going like, oh, post a picture of Jordan. How about go to kidtv.com and watch him live?
He's perfectly proportioned.
Sure. I think he is. We'll have Jordan come back in here. He's going to give us five facts that we should know about him. And he's going to tell us his favorite body part and his favorite body part on Kelly and Jenna, hopefully. Jordan DeAnton.
Hopefully. I live in hope.
Back in studio next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hopefully by now you made it over to Kid TV, because entering the room is our new intern.
Every time he comes in the room, we're playing this music.
Jordan. Well, it's going on in the girls' heads, so I figured we should listen to what they're listening to. This is broadcasting straight from Kelly Raspberry's brain.
Yeah.
Jordan, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys.
Yeah? So we gave you an assignment at the beginning of the show.
You did.
To give us five facts about you that you wanted to get out there in the world.
Yeah, this is a pretty tough one, actually.
It was tough?
Kind of.
Because there's like so tough. Many?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, and tough to not be boring.
Right.
Yeah.
Like things that are a little interesting or quirky, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Okay, let's see.
One of these may or may not have.
Because you're more than just good hair, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
You're more than a good hair and a pretty smile?
Yeah.
There's depth to you, Jordan?
There is a lot of depth there.
Okay, let's go with number five.
Number five.
Okay.
Number five. I'm 22 and I'm single, Kelly.
I'm not, in case my honey is
Kelly, are you kind of this moment upset that you're not single?
Yeah.
Abracabooyah.
No, I'm very much in love. My magic man.
Look at young and swooping in over
just
here.
Just throwing it out there.
I clear the air there, Kelly.
I was just looking at you and petting you. Oh, yeah. Taken.
I love that. I don't think so.
That was probably the most asked question besides, can you show us a picture of Jordan?
Oh, good.
So, is he single?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, if he's not single, you don't even want to see a photo, right?
Right.
Number four.
Number four. I have a twin sister who's also single. Gentlemen.
Oh, really?
I know.
Now, how much do you resemble each other?
We look fairly similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Twin. So.
So Al.
Identical. You're not identical.
You can't be identical if it's a boy girl.
Yes. Boom.
But you can totally resemble.
Right. Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So she's single, 22. You're twin. Boom.
Number three.
Number three. Her and I are the youngest of six kids, which means we have a lot of experience watching other people do stuff.
Wow.
Six kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your most favorite thing you can bust your other siblings on?
Ooh.
Bad things like parties and stuff when mom and dad's out of town and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I can cover up anything. Tell me any secret. I got you covered.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's good to know, Al.
Closed door.
Yeah, right.
What are the ages of your other siblings? I'm curious.
They're all older. Let's see. I'm 22. So we got 25, 28, 31, and 34.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Spread out.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty spread, yeah.
Yeah. Which one's your favorite brother or sister?
Oh, that's tough. Can I go
just
with
go
my
with
twin?
The twin?
Yeah,
okay,
you can go with your twin.
Safe.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Twin.
How old's your twin sister?
She's 22.
Oh.
Yeah.
When we told, that's funny you bring that up, because when we told part-time Justin that he had a twin and there were six kids, he goes, so there's six twins? I'm like, no, Justin, that would be sextuplets. If there were six of them, that'd be sextuplets.
Oh, yeah. Right.
All right. We're on what? Number two?
Yeah,
number two.
So.
Number two. I do Mean Sarah with No H from Jimmy Fallon, and I was Sarah with No H for Halloween one year.
Like, really?
Like, ew. Ew.
Sarah with
ew.
No H.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, ew.
Ew. Ew.
You dressed like her for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. Full dress, the whole get up. Oh,
were you boy. Hot?
It was kind of weird because only half the people I saw.
Did you have braces?
I made braces.
Fake braces. Yeah.
I made fake braces.
See, I've wondered that. I wonder, like, if you have a girl twin, if you dress up like a girl, do you look like her? No?
Does she dress like you for Halloween?
No, she didn't. Okay. She did not. No.
So you like to go goofy on Halloween. You don't go with a shirtless gladiator.
No, definitely
stuff.
The weirder the better.
Just you, JC.
Well, that would be obvious choice.
JC, are you already
shirtless.
Thinking about what you guys could be for Halloween together?
Me and Jordan?
You can be shirtless gladiators, plural.
No.
Just shirtless.
Yeah. All right.
Number one.
What are you? Shirtless.
That's my Halloween costume.
I love that. That's hilarious.
Oh, we're a topless club. We have no tops on. Go ahead. Number one.
Right. Number one. Okay, this one like really gets people because they would have never guessed it. Oh. I'm an Eagle Scout.
Eagle Scout?
Yeah.
Eagle Honor.
Really?
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Really?
It is.
Goody goody? You're a goody goody?
I guess so.
You gotta be a good, outstanding citizen,
so what,
right?
Can you tie knots?
I can tie knots.
Uh-huh.
What is that the first thing we think of?
You're good at camping?
Yeah, I'm good at camping.
Can you start a fire with rocks and twigs?
Yeah. Oh, you bet I can.
Ooh. Can you do the Creed?
I can.
I don't mean a song. Yeah. I mean the Boy Scout,
Boy Scout Creed.
I couldn't do it. That's
what
the reason
it?
I couldn't become a Boy Scout.
That is
you
not
couldn't
the reason.
Remember it?
On my honor to do my best.
Have you ever had to use your Boy Scout skills in real life?
Ooh.
Like to save a situation?
Only on like backpacking trips.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Do you think you could do like
trips.
A Bear Grylls type thing with the girls? Like you guys go out in the wilderness and you survive?
I definitely
like,
could.
Naked and afraid?
Kelly and I would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a dark side to getting your Eagle Scout badge? Is it a badge?
It's a badge, isn't it?
Is there like some dark side to that? No.
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 I don't think he would say it.
You get to learn a lot of stuff. Like you get to shoot a lot of stuff and throw tomahawks.
Community service stuff. That's
would
fun.
You would you do that though? Would
what?
You do the camping with Jordan and see if you guys survive out there,
no,
Bear Grylls style?
I don't
camp on a beach.
I don't camp. No.
He could start a fire with a smile.
No, I don't camp. No matter how hot you are.
How fast is it? How fast can you pitch your tent?
What?
Ow.
What?
Nothing. Am I the only guy who went there?
No, we did.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know what you're talking
about. We all went there.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What was yours, like 10 minutes?
It took me, it took me a long time to pitch tent.
Yeah.
I got like 2 minutes.
Wow. I smell challenge.
Yeah.
Wow.
That'd be good.
No challenge, man.
We're going to have to revisit the who's the bigger man.
You beat me.
Oh, yes. We'll have him challenge every man on the show.
No, he's an Eagle Scout.
I know, right? He's got skills.
Not fair. Jordan, from the text, how tall are you?
Ooh, 5'11 and a half. So I can go either way.
Round up 6 foot.
Yeah, round up 6 foot.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Just a little piece of advice. Don't throw the half in there as a guy.
I'm 6 foot.
Say 6'6". Like unless you're 5'11 and you were rounding up.
Yeah.
You're 5'11 and a half.
Yeah. You're 6 foot with your hair.
Then you're 6 foot.
6 foot with the hair.
Six foot with the hair.
All right, that's Jordan.
That's Jordan.
Do you have a Twitter so the girls can hit you up?
I do. It's J Chase Rich. Like letter J, Chase Rich.
J Chase Rich.
Yeah.
Rich.
You chasing money?
Maybe.
There you go.
Always.
So you can do. Oh, and by the way, Jordan will be doing a Facebook Live today at 10:15 a.m. Central. Did you know that, Jordan?
Now I do.
Well, good.
It'll be fantastic.
They break the internet, ladies.
So if you want to chat with
Jordan, ask him some more questions.
He's going to be on at 10:15 a.m.
All right.
Ladies are going crazy on the text. What's your Snapchat? Ask him on the Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead. What's your Snapchat?
J Richie Rich. Yeah.
Sensing a theme.
There you go. Well, maybe that has something to do with the last name.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Yeah, there you go. Jordan, thank you so much for coming in here. We ran out of time for your favorite body part, which
Dang
is what?
It, those are so good.
What is your... Okay, go ahead.
Okay, just, okay yeah. I was going to go with Jenna's cheekbones just uh-huh. because there's no side boob today. throwing that out there.
Okay.
Okay, so you've listened.
Well done,
okay,
sir.
You've listened to the and show. Then, awesome.
Kelly?
And then Kelly's hands, because they were she grabbed me from the first moment mm-hmm. that yeah. she saw me. But then also, she just walked by to get some coffee and some yoga pants. So am I changed to Kelly's butt.
Yeah. You're welcome.
My butt is nothing, but I have got good legs.
On?
I have my workout pants on.
I have a feeling Alan's going to be making a visit Alan's to the Kid Craig
Morning
Show.
Alan's not finding this very cute.
He's going to be making a visit up here real soon. Yeah, I got your back.
I think we have, really? I think we have Alan on the phone right now.
I'm back.
Oh, no. Have you noticed Kelly's been uncharacteristically tame?
Alan popped the...
This is funny. Yeah.
That yoga pants moment brought to you by JC's Christmas present to
Yeah,
Kelly.
These are yours. These are my Lululemons, yes.
I'm so proud of that Christmas present now.
Yeah, you are.
Made Jordan happy. All right, Jordan. Enjoy the Facebook Live today, buddy.
Yo.
Thank you for doing that.
You guys there.
All right, it's time for First World Problems, Kid Nation. Give us a call. What?
Hey, Jordan, I'm single and the same age as Kelly, and I camp.
Whoa, she's hot.
Look, all these cougars coming out now.
Yeah.
On the text messages.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cute.
That's
too,
a hot woman, Jordan.
She's got her phone number up there. She camps.
Would you ever date an older woman, Jordan?
Yeah. I would consider it.
Because she is beautiful.
Why not? You know, the thing about older women is they can pay.
Yeah.
That's right.
All
right.
Yeah, that's true. I'm an older woman.
Yeah, everybody.
You are in this instance, Jenna. Wow.
All right, First World Problems. Phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKED.
Yeah, those things that you feel bad complaining about, we let you. We give you the platform to come on the show and get it off your chest. Maybe your nails are a little too long and you can't use your iPhone. Maybe your engagement ring is so big you scratch your chin every time you just go do your hair.
Yeah.
Whatever they are, we want to hear them. We'll get your First World Problems next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. If you win money to burn, get cool hair like our intern. Beat the bank.
Jordan.
Beat the bank.
That's the intern.
Apparently, Trey is trying to hook up with Jordan's twin sister already.
Because he finds Jordan so attractive, he figures the sister.
And doesn't Trey have a...
Trey!
Doesn't Jordan have a... Trey...
Is that true at all?
That's the rumor around the office. You think Jordan's so good-looking. How good-looking is he?
That you he's so good-looking, I want to hook up with his sister.
I'm being thrown under the bus here.
You have a girl, Trey? Mm-hmm.
I do. That's why I'm being thrown under the bus. So you gotta, I don't know.
Official?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah!
Well, how are we supposed to know that?
You don't tell us
anything?
Yeah. Well,
you hide all your secrets from us?
You know, to be honest with you, y'all ruin just about everything.
Yeah.
What did we do?
That's true. I've never ruined one of your relationships.
Have I ruined any relationship with any girl that you've brought to my bar?
No. I guess
have I ruined any of your relationships,
Trey? No,
it's
really just JC and Jenna.
Thank you.
And me? How have I?
Why is your apartment always not furnished? Why do you only eat peanut butter?
Well, those are very valid questions.
Very
Jenna
valid
has.
Questions.
She does, but you gotta talk people up.
Oh wait, so I ruin it by telling the truth?
Sure, you gotta lie to people.
Got it. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know I've ruined it in the past.
If this official relationship is the one I think of, I think I helped help that relationship blossom.
And congratulations
did.
For getting a bed.
Yeah,
thank you.
You have
much.
A bed?
I do.
He does.
Sweet. Sheets and all.
Just the mattress or a frame?
No, it's on the floor.
Okay.
No, okay. No frame yet.
Very modern.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I like that girl, Trey. She's cool.
Which one is it? I don't mean which one. Like, he's got a lot. But.
The kids party.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
That's the one.
Dressed as Clueless.
Yeah.
Really beautiful girl. Well, congratulations, Trey. We're playing this music, by the way, because at this time, Monday, September 12th, we will be calling out three names. Why are we calling out three names? Because we switched it up. We want you to sign up at KidNation.com for Beat the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call out three names at 6:50 and 7:50 Central. If you hear your name, be the first one to call back out of those three people.
Yep.
And you get to play for up to $1,000. You just got to yell stop when you think it's going to go as high as it's going to go.
Yep. Sign up at KidNation.com.
Winning starts Monday, September 12th. All right, let's go to First World Problems. I found one on Twitter that was pretty funny.
Okay.
So my dog food did not get delivered on time, so I had to share my steak with my dog. And then sent another one. By the way, there's a PetSmart across the street from my complex. Nobody got time for that. Hashtag lazy. First world problems.
Lazy.
Dog food delivered. Cool.
Yeah. A dog got steak.
You get anything delivered.
Just because
they
get there on time.
I've done that.
This morning I went to my apartment's fitness center to work out. When I got there, it was locked. So I had to run outside like an animal.
Like a straight dog.
At least I got the hatch and egg from my Pokemon Go. Hashtag first world problems.
I had to run outside like an animal. I love that.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This one from Carrie. My biggest problem is that I got too many college offers trying to recruit me based on my SAT scores. Hashtag first world problems.
Wow. Smart what girl you problems. Get?
1330. Got it, girl.
I don't even remember what I got.
The SAT goes up that high?
I thought it changed to 2400. It went to 1600.
Right, it used to be 1600, and then I think it changed. No, I don't know how high it goes.
I had to have 1,000 to get into my college, and I skated by 1,050.
Skated by.
Wow. Yeah.
I took the class and everything. Yeah. Saved up money.
Do you remember your score?
It was about 13. My second score. First one was 11.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I got a 1300.
Which helped.
I don't remember these things.
I did great on the verbal side. I did terrible on the math.
I did better on math.
Yeah.
And my mom was proud. And it was one of those where I spent all that money to get into the college I wanted to go to, which was USD, which was a private school. And then I was like, I can't afford that. I'm not going to go there and get all those loans out. Let's go to the phones.
First world problem.
Brian, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Sounds like I've got a first to third world problem.
Okay. Oh, what happened?
Well, so I used to be in the military. I just recently got out, and when I was over in Afghanistan, we would have a dining facility night. They call it surf and turf night, where they'd give us ribeyes and lobster tails or shrimp.
Whoa.
Or something like that. So we're sitting out there eating this ribeye and shrimp and lobster, and like dirt's flying around and all these flies, and it's 120 degrees, and so just sitting in a third world country having a first world meal. Kind of surreal.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hashtag first world problem. Thank you for your service, Brian.
Yeah, man. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
First world problem in a third world country.
Yeah. You don't have those very often.
No, right?
Yeah. Let's go with Larry. Hi, Larry.
Okay.
Hey,
why'd you look at me?
Guys?
Larry?
Let's go with Larry. Look right at me. I'm like, okay.
I just looked around the room and your eyes were the ones
Larry,
I locked with.
Larry, what's your first world problem?
Go ahead, Larry.
My first world problem, can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Larry?
Oh, sorry. A good friend of mine, when I was working in Forney, Texas, he wanted to join the gym with me, and we got signed up. And we turned to the door, and he looked, and he said, it's upstairs. It just blew his mind. He had to climb a set of stairs. He complained every time.
Dang, I have to climb these
hashtag first world problem.
Stairs to go get on the Stairmaster.
It's true. It's shocking how many people I've seen valet park at the gym.
Yeah.
Well, it's so funny. Like, I think about
Larry?
That at the mall when you have to park so far back.
Right.
You're going to spend the next 3 hours walking around inside the mall.
True.
What does it matter that you walk across the parking lot? But we will drive around for an hour to get the first parking
right.
space.
That's very true.
And we're going to be doing nothing but walking when we get in there anyway.
I get it. The gym's the only place I don't get it.
I don't get it. Gym should not have valet. Unless it's raining. I understand the rain. You don't want to go get wet. But for regular
I don't like
days,
using valets when it's raining because they're wet butts in my seat.
Yeah, you don't want to.
I'd rather park my own car when it's raining. That's the exact opposite of me.
Hashtag no wet butts, please.
Oh, I don't like. They can't help
strange
it.
Wet
God
butts.
Bless them for doing it, but they're wet.
Strange
that's true.
Wet butts.
Thanks, Larry. No, but they stay pretty relatively dry. Except
because
they got to run.
They
got to
run
right.
and get the
they're
car,
They're soaking
man.
Wet. That's why when it rains, I don't valet because I'll just take my umbrella and, yeah.
I don't valet. I want to save the money.
Yeah.
I'll be
there's
honest.
There's that, too.
I just want to save the money. Hi, Abigail.
Hi.
So how old are you?
I'm 12.
12 and you already have first world problems.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I spent like 20 minutes yesterday trying to take a perfect selfie, and then when I went to post it on Instagram, my Wi-Fi wasn't working and I'm out of data.
Oh, Abigail. Did you just turn around and go back home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
You got to wait till the first of the month. That's got to be tough. Have you had that problem before, Al? Thanks,
no,
Abigail.
No, not a lot.
Yeah. I get it. You're trying to, I was trying to post them to Snap as the plane was taken off.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to sneak, and then I'm too high up in the air. It wouldn't post.
First world problem.
Hi, Katrina.
Hi.
What's going on in your world?
Well, I had to go out and buy a second pair of sunglasses just to keep in my car because my diamond engagement ring is so big that it blinds me while I'm driving. Oh. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh. Okay, that was just an I'm an engaged brag.
Hey, you gotta throw it out there and make sure everybody knows.
What are we supposed to ask when girls talk about their ring? Like, how big it is? I don't know the etiquette or what. How big is your ring?
Yeah, how big is it?
It's a 1-carat princess cut on a platinum band.
Okay.
Katrina. Hey, her man got it for her. She earned it.
Look at this.
I'd be doing the same thing. Hey,
I heard like platinum gets super scratched up though. Does it get scratched up, platinum. Katrina?
I'm sorry?
Does your platinum get scratched up easy?
I mean, no. I keep it pretty far away from anything that could scratch it.
Yeah.
How many times per day do you clean your ring?
I mean, not a day. I get it professionally cleaned once a week, but I work right next door to a jewelry store.
Yeah,
so.
It makes it easy.
Yeah, oh, she works next to a jewelry store.
Oh, when you first get it, you clean that
every day.
Oh,
yeah. That fades, right?
Yeah, you get over it.
I found a literal carrot in my wife's engagement ring because she just doesn't clean it. Like, there was a piece of carrot in it.
Oh, like she was eating a veggie tray.
Yeah, like she made my daughter some carrots and she got carrot on her carrot.
You got carrot on the carrot.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Oh, let's talk about engagement rings.
I just started thinking about engagement rings.
She just starts thinking about what kind she wants.
What would be your perfect engagement ring,
Kelly?
Oh,
no. There's no need in thinking about that.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
So far off.
But just in case.
Oh, yeah. I was asking for a friend. What's your ring size?
Yeah.
That's how we do it as guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Hey, can you find my girlfriend's ring size? Bro, how am I supposed to do that? Randomly just ask her, hey,
are you supposed to swipe one of her rings?
Exactly. That's what I said. That's what I've done before. You just swipe a ring that she wears all the time. I've done it for a friend. You take a ring that she wears or, you know, that fits that finger, and then you...
Don't ask your buddies to do it. We're idiots.
Take it in. Don't ask
questions. We'll literally walk up to her and be like, hey,
what's your ring size?
Scott wants to know how big your finger is. I don't know what's going on. Hey, Bianca.
Hi.
We're doing first world problems. What's yours?
Okay, so I bought this brand new car, and it works with a key fob, and so I always lose my keys in my son's diaper bag. And so when I get home, my front door doesn't detect my key fob. Hashtag first world problem. Oh,
what's the point of even?
Stick through it.
Yeah. I like how people laugh after their first world problem.
Because you know how ridiculous this sounds.
That's the point of this bit.
Right.
Thank you, Bianca.
Right.
Christina has a work first world problem. What happened?
Okay, so the other day I forgot my name tag in my car, so I had to manually type in my username and password to get onto my computer. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
don't you hate it?
Yeah. Manually have to type it in
yourself. I would have called in. Yeah, I would have called in.
I don't go to work. I'm like, I don't have it. I'm going home.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. Anthony.
Hey.
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 Hey, y'all doing all right today?
Hey, we're doing all right. How you doing, Biggin?
Doing pretty good. Well, my first world problem is last night I was sitting at the house watching a brand new episode of Family Guy, and right in the middle of the show, it went straight to commercial for about 5 minutes, come back, and it was the end of the show, and it was a brand new episode. So now I have to wait about a week before it comes on Netflix. Hashtag first world problem.
What happened?
I don't know.
That's the network right there.
I don't know. It was right at the funniest part of the show, and it was a brand new episode. I was waiting to see it, and then it went straight to commercial.
Weird.
No, it was Big Bang Theory, right, last night?
No, he said it was Family
Guy. Yeah,
Big Bang. Because Family Guy's not back yet.
Over there.
Yeah, I got you, man. I got you.
I wonder what happened.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you're the guy that hit the button accidentally, how freaked out he was? Because that angers people.
Sure.
Sorry you had to deal with that,
Shout
Anthony.
Out.
You did that?
Trey
hits the
button
at the wrong time.
Yeah, see, Trey, you're not the only one, buddy. We'll do one more here from Alicia.
All right.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, it's funny you guys were talking about wet butts earlier, because last night I forgot to roll my window up, and it rained all night, and this morning I put my daughter in the car to take her to daycare before work, and I sat down not realizing that my window was down. So now my butt is soaked and I didn't have enough time to go home to change my clothes or I'll be late for work.
Hashtag wet butt.
What do you do with your wet butt now? Where are you working at?
I work at Insurance Auto Auctions in Pittston.
So you're going
to
be sitting.
I have to sit in a chair, but.
Oh, it's going to be dampy wet butt now.
You could dry it in the bathroom if they have one of those dryers.
A butt dryer?
They don't. It's a very old building, and all they have is the little paper towel things that you pull out of the wall.
Yeah, you have to stick those in your pants.
Ooh, you could turn the heater on full blast in the car
and just
turn around on your knees and stick your butt up by it.
I could, but people might look at me weird in the parking lot.
Yeah.
We're just trying to help. We're trying to give you solutions.
Being inventive.
I don't think Alicia wants those pictures floating around of her sitting down like that in her
car. Not.
It's going to look all weird. Uh-oh. Big Al, you wanted to buy a boat.
Yeah.
Bailey has a reason why you should not buy a new boat. Hi, Bailey.
Hi.
What's going on?
Okay, so we just bought a brand new boat, and we were out on the lake this weekend, and it was not calm. The water was really choppy. So when you go and take a drink of your ice cold beer, it literally got all over you.
Your beer's all over you in your brand new boat.
Yeah.
I know. I was on the boat and I was telling him, I was like, this is a first world problem. I really need to call and rub this in Big Al's face.
What kind of boat did you get?
So jealous.
Mm-hmm. What kind of boat did you get?
That's a question for him.
It floats on the water is all she knows.
It's on the water. That's all I know. All right.
Okay.
You gotta ask him.
Well, thanks for calling, babe.
Thank you.
Drink one for me. I don't know water. Still gonna get a boat.
I'm
not done with that.
You still want a boat?
Still want a boat.
And you wanna open up a new bar?
Open a new bar.
New bar or new boat?
New bar, new boat.
Are you gonna franchise soon?
Nah.
No?
Nah. All right. We'll see.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
A little warning if you got kids in the car that this could be a PG-13 type story, but it's quite embarrassing.
Oh, it's rated X. What are you talking
for
about?
For Kelly, it's rated
me
X.
Me, it's X.
Kid Nation members send us packages from time to time, mm-hmm. You know, and
we love you for it.
We love you for it. You know, I get a lot of squirrel stuff. Al, I'm not. You get lotions and stuff all the time.
Liquor every once in a while.
Yeah, Jenna and Kelly get flowers all the time and artwork. But we all got boxes from this company called Make Woo, and we didn't know what it was. I think we all had it sitting by our spots for possibly a few days, maybe 2-3 days. Kelly finally decided to open hers, and what do you have in yours?
I got a towel, kitchen towel that says "I love you more than sliced bread" or something.
Right.
I also got some body butter.
Mm-hmm.
And some other, a special kind of body butter, in addition to the regular body butter, a special body butter for maybe a man.
Those special
for a man. I got you. Right. And so
this was given to me.
And so that perked my ears up. I was going to just take my box home and you know, I figured we had the same stuff.
Right.
Most people just send us the same thing in the box.
Right.
Then Jenna opened her box and...
Hers was a little bit, took it to another level.
Jenna's was way more risque than Kelly's, and that's
way
when I was
more.
Like...
Yeah, mine was a naughty box.
Yeah.
Mine was subtle. It was a little naughty.
Yeah.
Mine had tassel things, some clips.
Clamps.
Clamps.
Boobies. We'll just leave it at that.
And I had something that I didn't have any use for.
Because you have a use for the clamps?
Maybe.
It was...
I had some thickening cream, not for hair.
Right.
Yes.
She had a lotion, and so she says, I don't know what to do with this, so she threw it at me, and I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, whoa, I wonder
what's
in
it. Out.
I'm like, Kelly's and Jenna's boxes were both different, so I was wondering what was inside my box.
Oh, you got the creme de la creme.
Apparently being married is the best.
Yeah.
Because my box was full of goodies. And I'll tell you what those goodies were in a second.
Whoa.
Nancy sent them to us with a letter. And she says what she likes to do is she likes to make basically care packages for individuals or couples. And, you know, something to get you excited every month so that when you see it at your door, you're like, all right.
What are we getting this month?
What are we doing this weekend?
Something to spice up the life.
Something to spice up your life with your significant other.
Gotcha.
And she also likes to do parties where girls can go and talk about their, you know, intimacy and stuff. Mm. She wants people to be more open.
Yeah.
And that's great. So, my box included some lotion as well, but this one was not for me. This was for a girl.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I believe the tube on it said explosive.
Yes. Yes.
For her.
Oh, explosive lotion.
Like, yeah.
This is such an awkward conversation.
It is. And it describes what this lotion does, and it's a big, you know, in big letters on the box.
I mean, there's no hiding what it is.
You can't hide what it is on both. The lotion that Jenna handed over to me.
No
and
brown paper packaging on this.
And the one that came to me.
What does it do?
It makes the explosive reactions.
Yeah.
Okay.
For her. And so I thought, I'm going to go home and I'm going to put this on the counter right here. So when my wife walks in, you know, it's all good because, hey, my kids can't read. This is just, it's all lettering. So I'm like, I'll just put it right here on the counter so she sees it. I put a note that says, hey, for later. Hey. Holla. And then I went into the bedroom.
There was more than just
There was more. I went into the bedroom with the extra gift that Nancy had sent us. Uh-huh. And I was like, I was going to take a nap and surprise her with the gift that was in there.
Were you going to have it already set up?
Yeah, I had it set up. I'll tell you what it was. How do I put this?
I like a swing set.
Swing. Yeah. I mean, there's no other way to say it. It's a swing.
It's a swing
for her and him.
It's like from the door. You put it on the door.
You hold it and it holds up to 300 pounds, in case you're wondering.
Did you take the pull-up bar down?
Huh? Yep. I had it all set up, and I was, you know, just as a joke.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I lay down, and I'm so giddy with excitement that I can't fall asleep, you guys.
Did you look at the swing and say, man?
Yeah, I'm laying there, and all I can see is the swing set up.
Like, oh,
and
I'm like,
it's about to be
on.
And then I hear the front door unlocking. I'm like, yeah, now I'm definitely not going to take a nap. I can't wait. I can't wait for the kids to go to sleep tonight. Yeah, she's going to be so excited.
Swing time.
Her reaction was not what I expected. I expected her to run to the bedroom and maybe woo-hoo! Open the door up and go, yeah!
Because when she walked into the kitchen, I guess?
Yeah, that's all around the counter, yeah.
She walked into the kitchen, which is right, I mean, 20 steps, maybe less than 10 steps away from our front door.
Yeah.
And so she walks, I hear her walking. I hear the pitter-patter of the kids as well. And then I hear, you know, some other stuff. And I'm like, okay. And then I hear my wife scream, Jose, what the hell? No, I'm like, wait, my wife is usually pretty cool with this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, she hadn't even seen the swing. Yeah.
I'm like, so I jump out of bed and I'm like, screw this. I'm just going to grab the swing and bring it out there. So I grab it off the door real quick and she's like, what is this? Screaming. I'm like, that is not the reaction that I'm used to from my wife, Kenzie. So I walk out there holding the swing up with my arms high up, stretched up.
What were you wearing?
I was just wearing gym shorts.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
And a tank top. I walk out there, and I was like, yeah, and we also have a swing. Because standing there in my kitchen was my wife. My kids had run upstairs. They weren't there. But standing next to her was a potential babysitter.
A strange woman you didn't know?
Girl. Not even woman. She was a girl. Because our babysitter's moving to Austin, Texas, so we don't have a babysitter anymore. And so she was interviewing girls and showing them the house to see if she would get along with the kids.
Okay.
And so I did this.
You had the swing in
held
your
hand. The swing straight up in there, and I said, oh! And I turned around, and I ran to my room, and I locked the door, and I didn't come out. I didn't even go get the lotions that I placed on there. The girl had the biggest smile on her face.
And she'll be babysitting the kids this weekend.
I don't know, Al.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Golly, dude. Only you.
Yeah. So thanks.
You see, you've been embarrassed through your wife's mother,
mother-in-law, neighbors,
grandmother.
Grandma
saw you naked or something.
No, my mother-in-law had my grandmother. Her grandmother just hears me do dumb things.
And now the potential babysitter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I could look at this girl now. And this is for tonight.
You're gonna be known as that couple.
Yeah, the freaks.
Yeah, you're the freaks in the neighborhood.
I bet you the babysitter's like, what did I just get myself into?
Maybe so. It's like, yay, swingers.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.